सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः कारकप्रकरणे तृतीयः पाठः, एप्रिल् मासस्य ऊनविंशः दिनाङ्कः। एनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्ति परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। कारकप्रकरणे एतावता किं किमधीतं पश्यामश्चेत्, कारकं नाम किं, वाक्ये कारकस्य किं स्थानं, कारकविभक्त्योः को भेदः, क्रियापदं किं धात्वर्थः किमर्थः इत्यादयः पीठिकारूपेण ज्ञाताः। ततः प्रथमाविभक्तिप्रकरणम् आरब्धम्। प्रथमाविभक्ति विधायकं सूत्रं किम्, विचित्रसूत्र प्रथमाविभक्ति, remember प्रातिपदिकार्थ लिंग परिमाण वचन मात्रे प्रथमा इति सूत्रम्। तो प्रातिपदिकार्थ लिंग परिमाण वचन इति चत्वारः भागाः सन्ति। प्रातिपदिकार्थमात्रे लिङ्गमात्रे परिमाणमात्रे लिङ्गपरिमाणयोः आधिक्यमपि अस्ति, वचनमात्रे च प्रथमा इत्यर्थः। आदौ प्रातिपदिकार्थे प्रथमा इति उच्यते। प्रातिपदिकार्थः नाम कः? वाट् इस् इण्टेण्डेड् हियर् बै प्रातिपदिकार्थ? प्रातिपदिकस्य अर्थः प्रातिपदिकार्थः सैन्, किन्तु अस्मिन् सूत्रे अस्मिन् प्रसङ्गे प्रातिपदिकार्थशब्देन किं गृह्यते? वाट् इस् प्रातिपदिकार्थ इन् दिस् काण्टेक्स्ट्? How does Dikshita define Pratipadikartha? Pravritti Nimittam Vyaktihi, yes, there are all the different views that are there. There are five stages. Pravritti Nimittam Vyaktihi, Lingam, Sankhya, Karakam, iti sarvam Pratipadikartha, ityarayah vakshaha santi. Atayeva, asmin prasange kaha vivakshita. यतोहि यदि लिङ्गम् अपि प्रातिपदिकार्थः इति स्वीक्रियते तदा प्रातिपदिकार्थ लिङ्ग इति लिङ्गस्य ग्रहणम् अनपेक्षितम्। वै वुड् हि टेक् लिङ्ग सेपरेट्लि? सो दिस् इन् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् केस् वि आर् नाट् टेकिङ्ग् लिङ्ग एस् प्रातिपदिकार्थ, बट् प्रातिपदिकार्थ इस् सम्थिङ्ग् विच् डिक्षितः हेस् डिफैन्ड् प्रिसैस्लि। द फस्ट् सेण्टेन्स् आफ् द कारकप्रकरण इस् दट् He states the sutra and he defines Pratipadikartha. So what is the definition? Right. Netopasthitikaha Pratipadikartha. What do we mean by that? Espin shabde uccharite esya arthasya niyamena bhanam bhavati saha Pratipadikartha. Whenever you say a word, whatever is the meaning that is compulsorily associated with it is called Pratipadikartha. So in some cases where it is of a particular gender compulsorily, the linga can also be included in Pratipadikartha. If the word exists in two or three lingas, then linga will not be included in Pratipadikartha because it is not compulsorily known as soon as the Pratipadika is heard. So if there is a Pratipadika like Krishna, whatever is the meaning that is conveyed by the Pratipadika, which is pronounced, this compulsorily convey, that is what we call it as pratipadikartha. Sukhim udaharanam, pratipadikartha matre prathama, it is sukhim udaharanam. Which, for which verse do we have prathama vibhakti in pratipadikartha? So why don't the others attempt? I'm sure, I think all of you were there in last class. Was it, did you understand or do you want me to explain it again? Yes. Is there any? Urnataya avagamanam nasyat kintu. At least the basics you should have been able to comprehend. Ichaihi uchaihi. So avyayam niyatalingam iti pratipadikartha matre prathamayah udaharanam. All avyayas, it need not be nichaihi uchaihi, it can be cha, tatha, eva, whatever you have, any avyaya is an example for pratipadikartha matre prathama. Avyayatu prathama vibhaktihi pratipadikartha matre bhavati. So the prathama vibhakti which is added to the avyaya will convey the pratipadikartha, whatever is the meaning of the pratipadika. Niyata lingam, and all words which are compulsorily in a particular linga, whether it is pullinga, strilinga or napumsakalinga. Nitya pullingaha, nitya strilingaha, nitya napumsakalingascha. Tatra api pratipadikartha matre prathama, yato hi tatra lingascha api bhanam niyatataya bhavati, niyatopasthitikata pratipadikartha iti uktam, yada pratipadikam uccharitam, तदा तत्र लिंगस्यापि नियतरूपेण भानं भवति. अतः लिंगमपि प्रातिपदिकार्थे अन्तर्भूयते, तदपि मिलित्वा प्रातिपदिकार्थमात्रे प्रथमा इति उच्यते. सो व्हाट इज एन एग्जांपल, उच्चैः वदति, दैट व्हाट यू कैन टेक एनी अव्यया यू हैव, प्रातः इत्यादि. कृष्णः गच्छति, कृष्णः इति नित्य पुल्लिङ्गः, यू कैन टेक रामः, यू कैन टेक गोविन्दः, एनीथिंग, और यू कैन टेक पाठः etc. Vrikshaha, so on. Or any strilinga or any napumsakalinga. So, avyayani, that is alingaha nam, avyayani, niyatalingani cha, pratipadikartha matre prathama ityasya udaharanam. Kim prayojanam, pratipadikartha matre vihitayaha prathamayaha. If the vibhakti is conveying nothing in addition, that is, if it is conveying only pratipadikartha, kimartham vibhaktihi, why should we add the vibhakti at all? What is the use? To make it a padam. Si vachana bodhaha iti ekavasti padatva siddhihi. Suptingantam padam subantatve satyeva padattum प्राप्यते पदत्त साधनार्थम विभक्ति ही योजनीय अपि च वचन बोधः एकत्व द्वित्व बहुत्वादि वचनानां बोधः अपि विभक्त्या भवति इति प्रयोजनद्वयम्. Do you have any questions? If you have प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा, if you have want any point to be clarified or to repeat it, please read it, it is fine, I mean, there is no problem. Etavattu avagatam va. At least this much you should be clear. Okay? I mean, there are other points which might not be clear now, which we will understand later, but for now. Any questions in these particular points? There are four things. So the sutra you will know. So what is pratipadikartha? Where do we have prathama vibhakti in pratipadikartha and why? Now let us continue. Sutre itopi bhagatrayam asti. Pratipadikartha matre prathama iti drishtam. Itopi lingam parimanam vachanam iti bhagatrayam asmin sutre asti. Lingadhikya. Pratipadikartha matre lingamatra adhyadhikya prathama asyat iti uttam dikshitaihi. Lingadhikyam. Namakim. Aniyata lingatu lingamatra adhikyasya udaharanam iti sheshaha. Kaumudyam. So what was the previous sentence? He says, Alinga Niyatalinga Asya Pratiparikartha Matre. Alinganiyatalingasha pratiparikarthamatra ityasya udaharanam. So for pratiparikarthamatra we have as examples alingaha niyatalingascha. Aniyatalingastu lingamatrasya udaharanam iti shesha. So aniyatalingaha esham shabdanam lingam niyatam nasti. Arthat lingadvayeva lingatrayeva ebhavitam arhanti. He shabdaha lingadhikke prathama ityasya udaharanam. Arthat Desham Shabdanam Vishaye Pratiparikarthamatre Pratiparikarthe Lingadhiketa Prathama Bhavati. So the Prathama Vibhakti which is added to such words will convey Pratiparikartha and also convey the Linga, Linga Adhikya, that is in addition to the Pratiparikartha. In the previous case it was conveying only Pratiparikartha. Idanim to Pratiparikarthena saha Lingasya api Bhanam Bhavati. अतः लिंगाधिक्ये प्रथमा इति उच्यते. अन्यथा लिंगानां विषये प्रातिपदिकार्थे लिंगाधिक्ये च प्रथमा विभक्तिः भवति. उदाहरणं किं दत्तं? ततः तटी तटं. तट इति प्रातिपदिकं त्रिषु लिंगेषु अस्ति. तटं त्रिषु इति अमरः. सो इदानीं तट इति प्रातिपदिकेन किं प्रातिपदिकस्य कः अर्थः? प्रातिपदिकार्थः. सो वट् एवर् is the meaning, that is the bank of a river itself. So the form, the akriti which you get in mind is pratiparikartha. But since it is a trilinga, the linga is not compulsorily known whenever we hear the pratiparika. If we hear just tata, we will not know which linga it is. Therefore, linga is not pratiparikartha in this particular case. Pratiparikartha nama tatatvam, tatatvajatihi tatavyaktishcha. So whatever we have, niyatopasthitikam, whatever you understand as soon as you hear the word tata is pratiparikartha. So linga, in addition to that pratiparikartha, the linga is also given by the prathamabhakti, is what he is saying. So lingadhikye prathama. Aniyate iti. Vyakhyane kimuchyate. Aniyata iti pratike. अनियतलिङ्गास्तु तटादिशब्दाः लिङ्गमात्राधिक्यस्य उदाहरणम्. तत्र लिङ्गानाम् अनियत उपस्थितिकतया. अनियत, नियत इस् कम्पल्सरी और् इट् इस् आल्वेस् देर्. अनियत इस् नाट् आल्वेस् देर्. अनियत उपस्थितिकतया. सो लिङ्ग केन् नाट् बि नोन् आल्वेस् वेन् यू अस् सून् अस् यू हियर् द प्रातिपदिका. अनियत उपस्थितिकतया प्रातिपदिकार्थ प्रातिपदिकार्थ अनन्तर्भावात्. So it is not included in Pratiparikartha. Therefore, Lingadhike Prathama iti uchyate. So Prathama Vibhakti kim bodhayati atra? Pratiparikartham bodhayati, tatta lingam api bodhayati, vachanam api bodhayati. So we have the Pratiparikartha, the linga, whether it is pulinga, strilinga or napunsakalinga, and the vachana, eka jivaho vachana, which is given by the Pratiparikartha. सो प्रातिपदिकेन किं किं बोध्यते? प्रातिपदिका क्षम्यतां, प्रथमा विभक्त्या किं किं बोध्यते? प्रातिपदिकार्थः लिङ्गं वचनं च. अतः लिङ्गाधिक्ये प्रथमा इति उच्यते. एनी क्वेश्चन्स्? सो प्लीज् कारकप्रकरणे यत्र प्रश्नः भवति, यत्र न अवगम्यते तत्रैव पृच्छताम्. सो इट् इस् रादर् It may take time to understand, or you might not understand it the first time I tell. So please ask me and I will repeat it. Okay? Please don't hesitate. So that is Lingadhikya Prathama. So we have covered all shabdas. There are avyayas, yatra, pratiparikartha matre prathama. Ye shabdaha niyatalingaha, tatra api pratiparikartha matre prathama. Ye to aniyatalingaha, tatra lingadhikya prathama. अग्रिममस्ति परिमाणाधिक्यम्, प्रातिपदिकार्थ लिंग परिमाण. ओके, सो दिस दिस वन क्वेश्चन विच वी हैव टू सी हियर. लिंग मात्रे प्रथमा इति किमर्थं नोक्तम्? प्रातिपदिकार्थ मात्रे प्रथमा इति उक्तम्, लिंगाधिक्ये प्रथमा इति उच्यते. किमर्थं लिंग मात्रे प्रथमा इति नोक्तम्? सो प्रातिपदिकार्थ मात्रे लिंग मात्रानि आधिक्ये इति उच्यते, अर्थात लिंग मात्राधिक्यम्, लिङ्गस्य आधिक्यम्. वै नाट् से लिङ्गमात्रे? can you think of a reason? Why? Kimartham lingamatre prathama iti noktam, lingadhikye prathama iti uktam. Exactly. Linga cannot exist by itself. Pratiparikartha can exist by itself. Linga can exist only along with the pratiparikartha. Pratiparikarthena saha lingam bhavitum arhati. Kevalasya lingasya bhanam na bhavati. You cannot have just the linga, full linga, without some word which is it is associated with, and the word will always have a pratiparikartha. Right? So kevalasya lingasya bhanam kutrapi na bhavati. अतः लिंगमात्रे प्रथमा इति असंभवम् तथा इसे लिंग लिंगस्य आधिक्यम् प्रातिपदिकार्थेन सह लिंगस्य अपि भानं भवति अतः लिंगाधिक्ये प्रथमा इति उच्यते तथैव परिमाणाधिक्ये परिमाणम् परिमाणम् इज अ मेजर समथिंग सो परिमाणम् अपि स्वयं स्थातुं न शक्नोति केवलस्य परिमाणस्य भानं न भवति प्रातिपदिकार्थेन सह परिमाणस्य अपि भानं यत्र भवति तत्र परिमाणाधिक्ये प्रथमा इति उच्यते परिमाणमात्रे द्रोणो व्रीहिः इति उदाहरणम् सो द्रोणो व्रीहिः इति किमिदम् द्रोणः परिमाणविशेषः सो द्रोण इज अ काइंड ऑफ मेजर सो इफ यू नो आई मीन इन एंशियंट डेज लाइक वी हैव से डिफरेंट terms of measurement today, we have say kilogram, gram, we have ounce, we have whatever, and pound and so on. So similarly we have kilometer, meter, mile and so on. So different measures. So just like this we had a different set of measures for different things. So for weight, if you see the Balamanorama, he gives a series of things, what exactly it is. Each one has a multiple of the other. Where he says, Jala Surya Marichistham Drasarenu Ritishnutam. So twice he says, Jala Surya Marichistham. This is interesting. Jala Surya. If you have seen when the sunlight is entering through a window or through a net, a fine net, okay, you see that there is some dust particles. You can see dust particles in the path of that sunlight. Okay. So, jala surya marichistham. So, jale yaha suryaha tasya yaha marichihi kiranaha tattham tasmin yadasti. So, the size of that small particle is called trasarenu. Okay. Trasarenu ritasmatam. Deshtau likshadu tasthisro rajasarshapuchyate gaurasyate trayashyate yavo madhyasyate trayaha krishnalah panchate mashaste suvarnakta shodasha फलम सुवर्णाश्चत्वारः पञ्चवापृत्तकीर्तिकम् फलद्वयम् तु प्रसृतम् द्विगुणम् कुडवम् मतम् चतुर्भिः कुडवैः प्रस्थः प्रस्थाश्चत्वार आढकः आढकैस्तैश्चतुर्भिस्तु द्रोण इत्यभिधीयते कुम्भो द्रोणद्वयम् शूर्पः खारी द्रोणस्य षोडश सो हि गिव्स् सो दट् त्रसरेणु इस् अ स्माल् पार्ट् एट् टैम्स् आफ् दट् त्रसरेणु इस् काल्ड् दीक्षा सो दट् इस् अनदर् टर्म् So thrice that Liksha is called Raja Sarshapa, thrice that is Gaura, six times that is Yava, and so on. So you have different you cannot see the slide.
I mean can the others see it? I don't know why. Maybe we should wait for some time or try re-logging in. So then you might be able to see it.
So there is a series of measures which is given and you can see Drona here. Drona is four times Adhaka. So you have to go back in the series to approximate what is Drona. So Drona is a measure. Like we have say a kilogram today. We have something called Drona. So, Drono Vrihihi, what does it mean? Vrihi is padi. Drono Vrihihi, if you say kaharthaha. Drona Rupam yat parimanam, tat parichinnaha Vrihihi, it's yathaha. So, Drona is a parimana, Dronarupam yat parimanam tat parichinnaha vrihihi. So paddy which is measured by a measure of one drona is drona vrihihi. Okay. We say 1 kg rice. What does it mean? So rice which has been measured by the parimana called kilogram. Seva saha atrapi. Drona vrihihi. Dronarupam yat parimanam. So drona is a term of measurement. So tat parichinnaha vrihihi. So, vrihi, which has been measured by that, it is amounts to that measure is called drono vrihi. Right? So, atra kaha arthaha iti drashtavya. So, drona ropaha parimana visheshaha pratiparikarthaha. Pratena tu parimana samanyam bhasate. So, it says. So, there is, when you are saying dronaha, so there is drona, which is the pratiparika, and there is the pratyaya, prathama vibhakti. Then he is saying parimana dhikye prathama. So drona iti pratipadikasya kaha arthaha. Parimana visheshaha. That particular measurement of drona, whatever it is. Say 4 times adhaka is the pratiparika artha. Which you would understand. I mean, we are not familiar with these terms, so we don't know. But when we are saying 1 kg, we know what it means, right? So, parimana vishesha, that particular measurement, parimana vishesha, that particular measurement of called one drona is pratiparikartha. Pratiparikasya saha arthaha. Pratyayena tu parimana samanyam bhasate, whereas the pratyaya, the prathama vibhakti, in addition to the pratiparikartha, gives the sense of parimana samanya, measure in general. It is a parimana. So, drona is parimana vishesha. Dronarupaha, dronarupam yat parimanam. Parimanam iti arthaha, samanataha. It says that it is a measure. So, saha arthaha api pratyayena bhasate. Ata eva parimana adhikye prathama. Iti uchyate. So, if you look at the vyakshanam, vrihi iti. So, jato veka vachanam. Vrihayaha iti bhavetastataha, tandulani. Many there are. Vrihi is not one. Right? So, there are many grains of paddy. Kintu jata veka vachanam, we are considering the vrihi jati, the class of rice. So, it is eka vachanam. Jatya khyayam ekasmin bahuvachanam anya tarasyam iti vachanam. Vrihi rashihi iti yavat. So, it means a heap of paddy. Nahi ekasyaha vrihi vyakte hai drona parimanam sambhavati. Just taking 1 grain of paddy can never be amount to the measure of drona. Nahi ekasyaha vrihi vyakte hai drona parimanam sambhavati. So here it means a heap of paddy, not just 1 grain of paddy. So he is saying vrihi iti ekavachanam asti katham iti prashne jatau ekavachanam. Okay. Nanu drona rupa parimana visheshasya vrihi vyakteshcha katham abhedanvayaha dharma dharminohu bhedat ityataha. Whenever we have prathama, two words in the same vibhakti, there is abheda anvaya. When you are saying Ramaha Sundaraha, the vyakti which is being conveyed by Rama is the same as that which is being conveyed by Sundaraha. Sundaraha kaha sahayeva Ramaha. Ramaha ityanena api sahayeva uchyate. Ekaiva vyakti ki uchyate. Right? So wherever you have Neelam Kamalam, Neelam iti yadravyam asti tadeva kamalam api. So it is the same dravya to which it is referring to. Okay. Now, if you are saying drona vrihi, drona is referring to the measure, whereas vrihi is referring to the thing which is being measured. So there are two different things. There is the measuring thing, which is drona. And vrihi is the one which is being measured. So dharma and dharmi. So there is dharma is drona and vrihi is dharmi. So katham abhedanvaya. How can they both, there be abhedanvaya? Wherever there is prathama vibhakti for both, there should be abhedanvaya. Whatever is drona should also be vrihi. But here, when you are saying drona is parimana, and vrihi is parichedya, that which is measured by that, so katham abhedanvaya, iti prashnaha. Nanu drona rupa parimana visheshasya, vrihi vyakteshcha katham abhedanvaya, dharma dharminohu bhedat ityataha. So that is why he is clearly explaining the meaning. Drona rupam yat parimanam tat parichinnaha vrihihi. So there is parichedya parichedaka bhava. Drona is the one which is measuring and vrihi is the one which is being measured. So sayeva arthaha. द्रोणरूपं यत् परिमाणं तत् परिच्छिन्नः वीहिः तथा च द्रोणरूपं इति व्याख्याने तथा च अभेदान्वयस्य बाधात् since there cannot be abhedanvaya you cannot say drona itself is vrihi abhedanvayasya badha deva drona parimanasya vrihi vyaktesha parichhedya parichhedaka bhavena anvaya abhyupagaman na ukta dosha so we are not saying abhedanvaya we are saying anvaya through parichhedya parichhedaka parichhedaka is the one which measures which is drona parichhedya is the one which is being measured, which is Vrihi. So we have Pathaka and Pathya. Pathaka is the one who teaches. Pathya is the one who is being taught. So similarly, Parichhedaka, the thing which measures, which is Drona. Parichhedya, the thing which is being measured, which is Vrihi. So the Anvaya is Parichhedya Parichhedaka Bhava. So Parichhedya Parichhedaka Bhavena Anvaya Abhyupagaman na Ukta Doshaha. ननु द्रोणशब्दस्य परिमाण विशेषवाचिनः नियत पुल्लिङ्गत्वे प्रातिपदिकार्थमात्रे इत्येव सिद्धम् यदि तु अस्त्रियामाढकद्रोणौ इति द्विलिङ्गता तर्हि लिङ्गमात्राधिक्ये इत्येव सिद्धम् तत् किं परिमाणग्रहणेन सो हि इस् रेसिङ्ग् क्वेश्चन् वै परिमाणाधिक्ये प्रथमा इफ् वि कन्सिडर् द्रोण अस् नित्य पुल्लिङ्ग प्रातिपदिकार्थमात्रे प्रथमा इत्यनेन प्रथमा विभक्तिः भवति यदि तु अस्त्रियाम् आधकद्रोणौ इत्यनेन अस्त्रियाम् स्त्रीलिङ्गे पुल्लिङ्गे नपुंसके लिङ्गे च द्रोणशब्दः इफ् वि कन्सिडर् इट् एस् अ द्विलिङ्ग एक्सिस्टिङ्ग् इन् बोत् पुल्लिङ्ग एण्ड् नपुंसकलिङ्ग तदापि लिङ्गाधिक्ये प्रथमा इत्यनेन प्रथमाविभक्तिः भवति सो वी केन् हाव् प्रथमाविभक्ति फार् द वर्ड् द्रोण ईदर् इन् प्रातिपदिकार्थमात्र आर् लिङ्गाधिक्य किमर्थं परिमाणाधिक्ये प्रथमा इति विशेषेण उच्यते इति प्रश्नः Are you understanding the question? The question is, why do we have this Parimanadhikya Prathama? You should understand the Anvaya here. How are the words being related to each other? You have a Pratipadika, which is Drona. Right? You have a Pratyaya, the Su Pratyaya next to it, which is the Prathama Vibhakti Pratyaya. And we have the word Vrihihi. Right? So Vrihi is a separate word. So how are these three related to each other? So, Drona is a Parimana Vishesha. Okay? It is a special kind of measure. But, he says, Pratyaya, the word, the Prathama Vibhakti, is conveying the sense of Parimana Samanya, that it is a measure. We have a particular kind of measure. So, Vibhakti has the sense of Parimana Samanya, just measure. And Vrihi is the Vishesha, that which is being qualified by this. So, now, between the Pratipadika and Pratyaya, and between the Pratyaya and the Visheshya, there are two Anvaya. So we say, Parimana Visheshasya Parimana Samanya Abhedanvaya. So between the Prakriti and Pratyaya, there is Abhedanvaya. And between the Pratyaya and the Vrihi, we have Parichedya Parichedaka Bhavena Anvaya. So that is what he says. Pratyayarthe Parimane. What is the Pratyayartha? Is Parimana Samanya. Just measure. The Pratyayartha, in addition to Pratyaparikartha and Linga, it gives the sense of measurement. It is stating that Drona is a measurement, is a means or is a term of measurement. So, Pratyayarthe Parimane, Prakrityartha, that is the meaning of Prakriti is a one particular, say a measurement. So, Prakrityartha, Abhedena Samsargena Visheshanam. So, between the Prakriti and Pratyaya, there is Abheda Anvaya. Pratyayarthastu, Parichhedya Parichhedaka Bhavena, Vrihau Visheshanam. So, between this and that. So, why? That is why he says, Drona Rupam Yat Parimanam Tat Parichhinnaha Vrihihi. So, there is Drona, which is measurement. So, by that measurement, we are measuring Vrihi. So, there are two steps of Anvaya. So, it is not directly Dronena Parichinnaha Vrihihi. We have to state that Drona is a kind of measurement and we are measuring Vrihi by that measurement. So to have that Drona is a kind of measurement, so that is what is being stated by the Prathama Vibhakti. So, pratyayarthe parimane prakrityarthaha abhedena samsargena visheshanam pratyayarthastu paricchedya paricchedaka bhavena vrihau visheshanam iti vivekaha. So, pratyayarthe parimane iti. Okay, so let us leave this part of Vyakhyana. I will come to this later if you require. Okay, it might just confuse things. So, what is he saying? There is Parimana Vishesha. Wherever there is, what you have to understand here is only this. Wherever there is a term which is conveying some sort of measurement, we saw a series of terms. We saw Liksha, Adhaka, Drona, Prastha, Pala, and so on. So, in all these cases, the Pratiparikartha is that specific measurement, the Prathama Vibhakti, in addition to Pratiparikartha, Pratiparikarthena saha, Parimanadhikyam, Parimanam, Idam Parimanam, Ityartham api, Prathama Vibhakti, Bodhayati. Tena kim bhavati, Dronarupam, Yat Parimanam, Tat Parichinnaha, Vihihi, Ityartha labhyate.
So the difference here is at the level of Shabda Bodha. How are we understanding it? If this particular thing, Parimanadhikya Prathama, iti nochyate, tada kim bhavati? The Shabda Bodha will differ. Okay? So that is why he clearly states Parimanadhikye Prathama.
So Parimanadhikye Prathamayam kim bhavati, Prathama vibhaktya kim bodhyate, Pratiparikarthaha tenasaha Parimanam tenasaha Vachanam api bodhyate. Just like we had Lingadhikye. Lingadhikye kim bodhyate, Pratiparikarthaha Lingam Vachanam. So Parimanadhikye Pratiparikarthaha Parimanam Vachanam, iti sarvam bodhyate. Any questions? So if you did not understand the last two sentences of the Moola, leave it for now, and if you hear this again and again, then it will become clearer. If you have understood, very good, but if not, don't worry. Any questions? अंतिमम अस्ति अंतिमः भागः सूत्रे वचनमात्रे प्रथमा वचनम नाम किं वचनम संख्या सो नंबर सो संख्या मात्रस्य भाने प्रथमा विभक्ति भवति वेयर देयर इज द वर्ड इज कन्वेइंग ओनली नंबर दैट इज वचनम संख्या इति
पूर्वाचार्यैः तथा सम्यकरणात् सो दैट इज हाउ इट हैज बीन यूज्ड बाय earlier Vyakarana, then that is how Panini is using it. Tathata, Sankhya Matre Prathama, iti labhyate. Okay, so where only Sankhya is being conveyed, not Vachana Matra Adhikya, it is not Vachana in addition to something, that is covered by Pratiparikartha. We have Pratiparikartha plus Vachana, Lingadhikya plus Vachana, Pratiparikartha Linga Vachana, we have Pratiparikartha, Parimana and Vachana. Vachana Matra, where a word is conveying only the number and nothing else. So, Tadrishe Sthalepi Prathama Bhavati. Udaharanam Diyate, Ekaha, Dvau, Bahavaha, Ityari. Sankhya Vachakaha, Shabdaha. Any word which means a number, which gives a number, like Ekaha, Dvau, etc. So, in all these cases, we are understanding only the number and nothing else. So, Pratiparikartha is also a number, is a number by itself. Okay. So, even in that case, Prathama Vibhakti Bhavati. So, Atra Ekatva Dvitva Bahutvanam Niyata Rupena Pratiparikena Iva Bhanat. So, the Vachana in the previous case, like say you are saying Ramaha, Phalam Phale Phalani, it is the Vibhakti which is indicating whether it is Ekavachana, Dvivachana or Bahuvachana. Whereas in this case, when you are saying Ekaha, the Ekavachana is being given by the Pratiparika itself. Pratiparikenaiva sankhya api diyate. So that is also Pratiparikartha. Iha uktarthatvad vibhaktehe apraptau vachanam. So since the number or the vachana is already being conveyed by the Pratiparika, vibhakti cannot convey the same meaning. So vibhaktehe apraptau vachanam. So iheti. Prakriti bhihi eva ekatvadinam uktatvat. Since the prakriti or the pratipadika itself tells whether it is ekavachana, dvivachana or bahuvachana. Uktarthanam aprayogaha iti nyayena. So when a word is intended to convey the meaning,
since when the meaning is already conveyed by something else, there is no point in adding prathama vibhakti. So, uttarthanam aprayogaha iti nyayena prathama vibhaktehe apraptau tadartham vachana grahanam. To have prathama vibhakti, even in case of numbers where only vachana is being conveyed, we have vachana grahana in the sutra. Prathama vibhaktehe apraptau tadartham vachana grahanam ityarthaha. Tathacha vibhaktihi iha anuvadika. Anuvadika is that which gives the same meaning as the prakriti. Okay, there is absolutely no additional meaning. Even when we say pratiparikartha matre prathama, tatra vachana bodhaha api adhikena bhavati. So in addition to pratiparikartha, it is conveying the vachana. Atra tu, yatra ekaha dvau vityadaya santi. Tatra vibhaktihi iha anuvadika shabda sadhutvartham prayojya. So, only purpose of adding prathama vibhakti in vachana is shabda sadhutva, that is padatva. So, in pratiparikartha matra, kim prayojanam ityukte, vachanasya bhanam bhavati, padatva siddhihi api bhavati. Atra tu, kevalam padatva siddhihi eva prayojanam. Shabda sadhutvartham prayojya. Kim artham, na kevala prakritish prayoktavya, napi pratyaha. So, Bhashyakara says, Anabhihita Sutra Bhashya Siddhanta. So, he says, Nakevala Prakriti Prayoktavya Napi Pratyaha. You cannot use Prakriti or Pratyaya independently. You cannot just use a Pratiparika. You cannot just use a Pratyaya. They have to be combined. So, Nakevala Prakriti Prayoktavya Napi Pratyaha iti Anabhihita Sutra Bhashya Siddhanta iti Bhavaha. Idameva Abhipretya Uktam Bhashya Uktayeshu Api Ekatvadishu Prathama. So, even though the ekatva, etc. have already been given by the Pratipadika, we add prathama vibhakti for shabda sadhutva. Okay. Matra grahanat. So, because in the sutra we have Pratipadikartha, Linga, Parimana, Vachana, Matre. So, only when these are being conveyed. So, if there is something in addition, that is karakadi adhike prathama na bhavati. So, whenever some karaka or some other additional meaning is being conveyed, there will not be prathama vibhakti. Which means when we are saying Ramaha gachati, Ramaha will not indicate, the prathama vibhakti there is not giving kartrakaraka. The kartrakaraka has already been given by the thing pratyaya. So, the prathama vibhakti there is pratipadikartha matre prathama. Prathama vibhakti will never indicate any karaka. Prathama vibhakti antena karakam na bodhyate. Matra grahanat karaka adhyadhike prathama na bhavati. So the next point is not relevant. So we have pratiparikartha linga parimana vachana matre prathama. Any questions about this sutra? Uktarthanam aprayogaha is overcome because of the rule which Bhashyakara states, nakevala prakriti prayoktavya. Even though the complete sense of the word is conveyed by the pratipadika itself, we cannot use the pratipadika on its own. Right? So, for that we have to add some pratyaya. So, that pratyaya is prathama vibhakti. Because he says vachana matre prathama. So, this is the first sutra for prathama vibhakti. Anyadapi sutra masti prathama vibhakti vidhanartham sambodhane cha. Itam tu sulabham. Once you compare it to pratiparikartha, this is a very easy sutra. So, pratiparikartha linga parimana vachane matre prathama iti sutra cha. Prathama iti anuvartate. Iha prathama syat. Sambodhane prathama vibhakti hi bhavati. So, where there is addressing, when you are addressing somebody, there is prathama. So, what is iheti? Yes, sambodhane adhike gamye api prathama syat ityartha. So, when we are, sambodhana is being conveyed in addition to the pratiparikartha, we have prathama vibhakti. Sambodhanam abhimukhi kritya jnapanam. So, what is sambodhana? Sambodhanam abhimukhi kritya jnapanam.
Abhimukhi Kritya. When you are addressing somebody, his attention is somewhere else. So you are making him or her give his attention towards you. Abhimukhi Kritya, to face you and to give his attention. Abhimukhi Kritya, Jnapanam, to convey something. Jnapanam atra bodhanam. So you convey something after drawing the attention of a person. Udaharanam, Hey Rama, iti diyate. So, Hey Rama, Maam Pahi, iti Purnam Vakyam. You can't just say Rama. He'll ask what? So, there has to be something else. So, Hey Rama, Maam Pahi. Is what you're saying. So, Ramam Abhimukhi Kritya. You are drawing the attention of Rama by addressing him. Mad Rakshanam. So, please protect me. So, Rakshanam. Maam Raksha, iti Bodhyate. Ramaha Bodhyate. Right? So, you are addressing Rama and you are asking him to protect you. So, Abhimukhi Kritya Rakshanam Bodhyate. So that is Sambodhana. Sambodhane Prathama Vibhakti Bhavati. So what we call a Sambodhana Prathama Vibhakti is not a separate Vibhakti. Right? We have already known this in Subanta Prakarana. So it is the same Su Aujas we also have here. It is just that Atra Prathama Vibhakta Vekavachane Sambuddhihi Iti Vishishta Samya Vidhiyate Samyayaha Karanena Vishishtani Karyani Uchyante. Hintu vibhaktistu prathama eva. So there is no separate, there are no eight vibhaktis. Vibhaktis are only seven. So rupam tu prathama vibhaktau vividham rupam bhavati. Sambodhane rupam kinsit bhinnam bhavati ekavachane eva. So sambodhane api prathama vibhakti bhavati. So to sum up what we have studied in prathama vibhakti. So, prathama vibhakti hai nimittani kani. So, when do we have prathama vibhakti? Pratiparikartha matre prathama vibhakti bhavitum arhati. Kutra bhavati avyayanam niyatalinganam cha pratiparikartha matre prathama vibhakti bhavati. Lingadhikye prathama. Pratiparikarthena saha lingasyapi atrabhanam adhikyena bhavati tatra prathama vibhakti. Yatha aniyatalinganam. Yatra padanam lingam na niyatam. Tatra lingadhikye prathama. Parimanadhikyam. Parimana vachakaha ye shabdaha. Tatra prathama vibhaktya pratipadikarthena saha. Parimana samanya rupaha arthaha api bodhyate. Ataha parimanadhikye prathama. Vachanadhikyam na. Vachana matre prathama. So there is a typing error. It is vachana matre. It is not vachana adhikya. Only vachana which is being conveyed. Like in case of ekaha dvau bahavaha. Tatra api prathama vibhakti bhavati. Vachana matre prathama. Tatra vibhaktya kim bodhyate? Kevalam vachanam. Anyat kim api na bodhyate. Sambodhanam. Yatra sambodhanam asti. Tatra api prathama vibhakti. So we have five cases where we can have prathama vibhakti. Any questions? So there are a few sentences here where a few words have been underlined. So in these words, so for the underlined word, Prathama Vibhakti hai kim nimittam. We saw in the previous case there can be five nimittas for Prathama Vibhakti. Panchasu nimitteshu Prathama Vibhakti hi bhavitum arhati. Tatra kim nimittam. Balaha gachyati. Balaha ityatra Prathama Vibhakti hi vartate. Tasyaha Vibhakti hai kim nimittam. So there are some four, six or seven sentences. So Radha Nrityati. Vaya Pathaha Pathyate. Palam Suvarnam Vidyate. Ekaha Sthulaha Gajaha Asi. Ramaha Mahaviraha. Rajan Chiranjeeva. So we have seven sentences. So Yeshu Prathama Vibhaktihi Kim Nimitti Kritya Bhavati Iti Prashnaha. So if you can just work these out by tomorrow, it will be good. Okay, you can just note down these sentences now. Or probably I can just send these sentences, send only this by. So you can just note it down now. So we have a few. So then we can have it. So about the classes. ब्रह्मेश्वर व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य सरुक्तीश्वरिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते।